Good evening, everybody. Last night we had a chance to discuss a very poignant midrash, which talks about certain individuals who go through life and the generation into which they're born dictates that they see a world that had been established and then unfortunately a world that was destroyed, and then they are sometimes privileged to see the world reborn. And so the example, of course, that we started out with was Noah, who was born into a very technologically advanced society, but a morally debased one, and the world was utterly annihilated. And then Noah saw the rebuilding of that world, even to the point where he overlapped for a number of decades with Avram Avinu, and he saw the world was pointed in the right direction. And that's one example that we spoke about. Another example that we spoke about was Eov. Eov didn't experience this at the national level, but he certainly experienced it at the personal level. Eov saw his whole family destroyed, lost all of his children, suffered terrible disease. And by the end of the book, not that again it takes away this sting, but Eov had a new family, new children, and had been rejuvenated, so his own personal world. The other example, we didn't mention it last night, is Daniel. Daniel lived in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, saw the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed, was exiled, and as a very elderly man, was able to see the second Beis HaMikdash. In other words, was able to experience that rebuilding. And I mentioned last night that my Rosh Hashiva, when I was studying in Israel, Rav Yehuda Amital used to say the same thing about himself, that he saw a world as a little boy in Hungary, a world that existed, and he saw the destruction of that world, the complete and utter destruction of that world. But then he was able to come to Israel and participate in the rebuilding of the Jewish people. So this is not just a historical text, but this is an ongoing reality of Olam Banoi, Olam Charev, Olam Banoi. I can actually still hear him saying those words and how much it meant to him. And that's what we spoke about a little bit last night. What I wanted to just develop for 2 minutes this evening is a certain distinction based on the Medrash Tanhuma cited by Rashi, a difference between Avram and Noach, and really a difference between two different types of spiritual personalities. The Pasuk says, Es ho Elokim hishalech Noach, that Noach walked with God. And what that essentially means, if you follow the story, is there's a kind of a refrain in the story that Noach did everything God told him to do. Vayas Noach kechol asher tzivahu Hashem. He dotted every I, he crossed every T. And that's to his credit. The Torah describes him, ish tzadik tamim. But about Avram, the Medrash notes, it doesn't say, es ha'elokim hisalech Avram, that Avram was responsive to God, that he walked with God, but hishalech lefanai. That Avram was spiritually creative. Not only was he willing to listen to God, he certainly was. Ekev asher shema Avraham bikoli v'yishmar mishmarti mitzvosai chukosai v'sovrosai. That Avram also dotted every I and crossed every T. But more to the point, his halech lefanai, that Avram was an innovator. He asked questions about what he could do, what he could initiate, what he could create, etc. And so that kind of a spiritual personality is an even greater commodity, so to speak, than that which Noach brings to the table. It's important to have a Noach, somebody who's willing and able to execute that which he's told to do. But Avram's spiritual creativity, that sense of restlessness and always wanting more, is something that really is his hallmark. I'll just, from the very end of Avram's life, even after Sarah passed away, and you would think that Avram would be ready to wrap things up. The Pasuk says, Vayosef Avraham. And Avram continued on, and he continued to build towards the future. And that's perhaps what Chazal mean when they compare Avram favorably to Noach. It wasn't that Noach was non-compliant, God forbid, but it was exactly that point, that Avram was a spiritual initiator and a kind of a spiritual pioneer. And if you think about the story of Avraham Avinu as we wrap up in these last 30 seconds, if you really think about the story of Avraham Avinu, the idea of somebody who would be willing to be, as we say, Avram ha'Ivri, kol ha'ulam kulo me'ever echa, the entire world is on one side of the river and he's on the second side. In other words, the willingness to be a nonconformist, the willingness to be an iconoclast, the willingness, as the Rambam describes it in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, to stand up to such a powerful ideology and such a powerful king in terms of Nimrod and establish monotheism as a respectable and ultimately today a dominant theology, that required somebody who is hishalech lefanai, not just somebody who was capable of executing what he was told, but somebody who was willing to be creative, somebody who was willing to be different, and ultimately somebody who was not afraid. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Amar Retzach Kadosh Baruch Hu Zachar Tzitz Yisrael Lefikach Hirbah Hem Tor Mitzvah Shenemar Adonai Chofetz Aman Tzidko Yagdiel Tzara V'Yadir Kadosh Derabanan.